One of the most common things that I hear with regards to the podcast is if anybody ever gets pissed off with the nicknames that I give them within the cast. Every now and then, somebody might get a little pissy about it. I remember String Bean Jean was fucking furious when I told her name was going to be String Bean Jean. But most of the time, I just fucking like pick a name and just fucking go with it. The reason I fucking make up fucking names, one, I kind of think it's funny. And two, hey man, my name's on this fucking shit. Chris Johnson's name's on this shit. But does anybody else really want their fucking name out there? Especially involved in my fucking insanity? I figure the answer is no on that. And I don't want to get permission from everybody I'm going to fucking talk about in the podcast. So I just fucking make up names. Sometimes people try to figure out who is who. Sometimes people even ask me, they're like, who's this? And I think, should I tell them? A lot of names are just fucking innocuous. They're just shit that I come up with or shit that I call people in real life, things like that. One of the more innocuous names that I've ever given anybody is Griggs. It's just a fucking made up name, Griggs. I used to work with him at the radio station. He's friends with B-Mass, so sometimes I run into him at the Attic Bar these days. The reason I call Griggs Griggs is my buddy Simon. Simon used to give nicknames to everybody. I was Big Chris. Simon just gave everybody names. Even if he didn't know your name, he'd give you a fucking name. And one day I was talking about Griggs, and he just called him Griggs, which wasn't even his name. I just thought he just decided, fuck it, I don't know this guy, I'm gonna call him fucking Griggs. So that's how Griggs got his podcast name. But Griggs ran into me at the Attic Bar recently, and he was fucking pissed. This motherfucker was furious. I walk into this fucking place. B-Maz got a bar in his fucking attic, in his fucking home, and every now and then he invites a bunch of people over, they watch UFC fights, and I walked in there a couple weeks back, and Griggs was the first person that I came across. I go upstairs, I, you know, say hello to everybody. As soon as I walk through that fucking door, Griggs fucking shoots up. He's got a beer in his hand. He's already fucking hammered. He's probably like 19 deep. He's like, is that fucking Chris Johnson? I got a fucking bone to pick with you. So I'm like, what the fuck is going on, buddy boy? And he's like, listen, I understand you got this fucking podcast, right? You got this fucking sweet little podcast that you got going on. I've heard it. And I was like, yeah. And he's like, well, you did one about the last time he came to the Attic Bar. And I'm listening to it, and all of a sudden I hear you say, and then fucking Griggs walked up and started talking to me. And then I realized, like, what the fuck? I'm Griggs? Who the fuck is Griggs? What the fuck is Griggs, god damn it? Who the fuck is Griggs? And I was like, you're Griggs. He's like, what the fuck does that fucking name mean, fucking Griggs? I was like, I don't know, I just fucking made it up. I was like, I couldn't call you, you know, your real fucking name. He's like, but the fuck is Griggs? Like, he was just so fucking infuriated that I called him Griggs in the fucking cast. And I was like, dude, that's what you're pissed off about? The fact that they call you Griggs? I did a podcast about you pissing in a fucking bottle in the control room when we worked at the radio station together. And he was like, I don't fucking like that. He's like, if I heard that podcast, I'd have been fucking fine. But I heard the one where you called me Griggs. Well, first off, I called you Griggs in the other one too because you needed a fucking nickname in that one. And number two, you don't give a shit that people know that you fucking dropped your pants in the control room at work, stuffed your dick into a fucking bottle and pissed in that bottle and then left it in the control room for days. You don't give a shit that people know about that, but you're upset that your nickname was Griggs? I think there's a little bit of a disconnect there. I think if somebody was going to know me for something, I would rather be known as Griggs as opposed to, hey, that's that fucking guy that pissed in a bottle and left it there for 5 days. And then, like, when I brought up the bottle, he got, like, really nostalgic about it. He's like, yeah, man, it was a fucking tea bottle. And then the longer my piss stayed in that fucking bottle, the more it looked like actual tea. Man, oh, man. I didn't get that deep into the story in the podcast, but it's out there now. I had a conversation with B-Maz about that, too. I was like, dude, I talked to Griggs when I came in, and he was super fucking pissed that I called him Griggs in the podcast. And B-Maz was like, yeah, he's been mentioning shit about that. Like, wait a minute. That's, like, been on your mind? Could you imagine, like, being that pissed that you're talking about it to everybody? Like, wait till I see fucking Chris Johnson again, that son of a bitch, call me fucking Griggs? Maybe he should just give his real fucking name. He'd probably get a fucking kick out of that. You'd think, like, somebody with maybe a more or less flattering nickname might get more pissed about the name than Griggs. Like, Old Mom. Old Mom's not too pleased about being Old Mom, especially since we're close in age, you know, relatively speaking. I could see how if I called a mother who was around my age Old Mom, that she might get a little frustrated by it. But her frustration is a great source of my strength and laughter, so that's why Old Mom is her name. But Griggs, I just thought, like, I'm gonna give him the most innocuous name possible. I mean, he's pissing in a fucking bottle. I don't want anybody to know that it was him, so I'm just gonna call him fucking Griggs. But apparently he wants you to know he pissed in the bottle and he doesn't want to be known as Griggs. I don't really understand any of that. I made it up to him though by sending him a music video by Cupcake, Duck Duck Goose. Listen, you gotta watch it. It's a fucking awesome song and a fucking great video. You just cannot watch it on a work PC. Matter of fact, I tried sending it to him on Facebook via the normal like timeline, and they fucking flagged that shit immediately because they said it was pornographic, and I got like a warning. I got like a fucking Facebook warning. I think like the image, like the initial image of Cupcake for the music video, like you know how they give like the still shots? Like if you click on, if you send a video to somebody, there'll be just like a still of the video. And I think she was like holding up a dildo to her mouth and they thought it was like porn. But listen, I mean, Griggs, I mean, I bet you enjoy the video, right? That's a fucking awesome video. I love that song. I also sent that to Simon. Simon shares my love for black women, so he was super into the video. Cupcake, black woman, hot fucking song. Please look that shit up. You won't be disappointed. Well, at least I wasn't disappointed. I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays with new podcast episodes. Every episode is on Podbean, the website, or the app. I'm on Spotify, Google Play, Apple Podcast 2. I'm on Twitter at JohnsonHateYou. You can catch me on YouTube if you want. Somebody keeps fucking hitting me up on YouTube. I think it's strange. It's the same video that's in my Facebook timeline. And I'm going to keep putting it in the Facebook timeline as well. If you want to actually see me and maybe like some videos and shit, and catch me on Instagram at maybe 5 minutes.